First, I will pray for you. Dear Father, thank you for Tom. You know him. Will you bless him and all the things he has prepared for today? Will you bless it? Give him to speak boldly and free, so that he may bring the words of you. Amen. Good morning, everybody. Good to be here again to see you. It's good to be here in the village where we live. I know that TV programs are less attractive for young people nowadays. But a well-known concept is the concept of one programs. It has been evaluated in the course of the years, and now they are speaking Fall in Love Again at Your Own House. We are watching these programs about houses and changes people bring in their houses. And I'm touched that by the moments that you see that people come in a house, and what they see then, it gives them to be surprised. And you enjoy, you can, as a TV watcher, it can enjoy you. Also, we changed things in our house, and sometimes people come who didn't see it before, didn't see it until now, and then they were surprised in a pleasant way. Enjoy the changes. That is also the topic of this morning. Sometimes you can long to change. Your life is going on, and sometimes there are difficulties, you want to change. But it is good to realize that we may be surprised and may enjoy the changes. You know what matters in our change. It is you what matters, Lord Jesus. And most of you know this change by Jesus in your own life. And I hope this morning you will be extra surprised by that change. But maybe you are here and you like to have a change, a breakthrough in your life. This morning I will emphasize a story from John 2. One of the first stories in the Bible, the marriage in Cana. at the third day, there was a marriage in Cana. The mother of Jesus was there, and also Jesus and his disciples. When the wine only was ended, the mother of Jesus said to him, the wine is finished. But Jesus said, it's not my time now. But then Mariah said to the servants, do what he is saying. There were 6 stone water vessels, very big ones. And Jesus said to the servants, fill the vessels with water. They filled them until the border. Then he said, take it out and bring it to the ceremony leader. When this man tasted the wine, he didn't know where it came from, but the servants knew it. He called for the bridegroom and he said, everybody first gives the good wine to his guests and later the less good one. But you kept the best wine until now. This was the first sign by Jesus in Galilee. And his students believed in him. This is one of the first stories that you heard about Jesus. The marriage in Cana. Let us consider it more in detail what happened. Jesus and his mother and his disciples were invited at this marriage. Maybe it was a marriage of somebody from their village. This marriage was visited by many people. Of course, it was at the beginning of his ministry. The wine was finished, and this was not a good sign to the guests who were present there. The wine was a source of joy. Very humbly, she asked Jesus, they don't have wine anymore. They have no more wine. It's like that Jesus, that Mariah felt that Jesus was able to do a special sign, special work in this situation. But Jesus said, dear woman, why do you involve me? My time has not yet come. This indicates that Jesus said, yes, I am your son, but also I am God. There is some authority in his answer. But Mariah knew who Jesus was. She knew what kind of son she would bring forth. In the Gospel of John, when it is said that Jesus said, it's not yet my time, it always has to do in the Gospel of John with the time that Jesus had to die. Jesus had to wait for the right moment. There were vessels about 80 to 120 liter. And Mariah said, do everything what Jesus said, will say. So much water has to be brought into the vessels. These vessels were used for a purification rite. People had to wash their hands, their feet. The vessels were filled, maybe altogether 800 liters. Then Jesus changed this water into wine. That's a great miracle. But is that the real miracle? Is that where Jesus came for, to save this marriage? No. I think this first miracle has a more profound layer. Deeper than only changing water into wine. In John 1:17 is written something about that. There is written, for the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. These vessels were used for purification rites. It has to do with the laws for Israel. It's like Jesus will say, the things we were doing, keeping the laws and the rules, that is going to change. And that's, I think, the deeper meaning of this miracle. And then, this miracle also is important for us. The wine is ended already. The wine is gone. But the reason why Jesus did this is not changed. For the water is standing for the law, and it was changed in the joy of the Lord. It's His wine. That is what matters. How can we make this personally? When I was thinking about it, and I realized that these great stone vessels finally represented the law, then I realized that it matters to me. For the law was for the first Jews, but it was between God and me. This story is about the relationship between me and God. This is the Bible in ordinary language. I advise you read Romans 5 to 10 from this Bible. Romans 5 verse 12. Explains so beautifully why these stone vessels are a part of the changes. There's written, by one person sin came into the world, and because all people after Adam sinned, in the time between Adam and Moses there was no law. So people could not be condemned. But death was for everybody, had power about everybody. That was the situation before the law. people sinned and they were not upright unto God. And then came a turning point. Then there came a turning point because God said, I give my laws. And when the law, the Jewish law, came, it became clear which behavior was wrong or good. And that's because that was known now, there came more and more sin. Whatever much sin there was, God's goodness is still greater. As long as the power of sin reigned upon the people, people had to die. But now we have got life by the goodness of God, and He will give us eternal life, grace to Jesus Christ. These are only a few verses from Romans 5. It is so beautiful written there. For when we speak about the law, these stone vessels were about the purification rites. That was a part of the law. But there were many other rules. For the service in the temple, the ministry in the temple, also the daily life. But the Ten Commandments, the law, are about you and me. Let me apply it at me, at myself. What kind of sin I did? The first commandment. Did I serve other gods? Yes, I did. Did I make statues of other gods? Yes, I did. Did I misuse the name of the Lord? Yes, I did. I'm guilty to it. Did I respect the Sabbath? No, often not. The fifth. Do I have respect for my parents always? No, I didn't. The sixth. Don't kill. I never killed somebody. But in John is written, when you hate your brother or sister, actually you killed him. Don't do adultery. When you watch and you want another lady, Jesus said, already you did adultery. Don't steal. Also that I ever did. Don't lie about another one. Or you represent yourself a little bit better than somebody else. Don't want another one's house or wife. Or anything. Yes, I'm guilty. What does this mean? I also need this change. I am guilty for the law. what is between God and me. So also I need, also me, I need that change from water to wine. This story is for me personally. That's what I need. Water becomes wine. When we have Holy Supper, then there's that surprise about the change. The second miracle, Jesus' death, is the wonderful feeding of the people. And everything he makes us to be surprised about the change. In Romans 7:6 is written, the old I has died. That's why we are delivered from the law. It's not anymore for us. We are new people. The Holy Spirit determines our life. That's a great change. Instead of that we are condemned by the law, we are died and risen up with him. And when you continue reading there Romans, it's for example about, so we can go on sinning? No, of course not. We love Jesus. We are changed people. We don't do this sin anymore. Do you never fail? Of course, I fail sometimes. Jesus did his own miracle. There are seven miracles are described in the Gospel of John. And in every miracle, Jesus shows his greatness. This Jesus did in Cana as first sign. He revealed his glory and his disciples put their faith in him. This was the deeper layer of this miracle. Now we make it practical. We apply it upon ourselves. You have heard these explanations. And I'm sure you all participated in trespassing the Ten Commandments. What about what from this story we can bring with us, we can take with us for the coming time? First, the faith of Mariah. You have to do it yourself. Then we realize that this miracle of Jesus was for you. Mariah believed. She believed in Jesus that he could bring change. That was her belief. Also from Abraham, he said that he believed that God was so great that even his dead son could rise up again. It was a faith like Mariah. Jesus asked for belief, for faith. Do you believe? It has to come from yourself. That's difficult, but people are able to believe. The second, that's important, the servants show it. They recognize and obey what Jesus is saying to them. They are prepared by Mariah. You can apply it in your own life. Recognize and obey the commission of Jesus. That can be very different. Maybe you have to obey by stopping particular things, by forgiving particular people, that you recognize He is able to do the miracle in my life. That's what we can learn from this story, recognizing and obeying what Jesus is saying. Believe, recognizing. 3 is the discovery and the conclusion. 4, this story is rather complicated. They had to take water and to bring it to the ceremony leader. The master of the banquet. This man knew nothing about what had happened. His discovery is objective. He can make an objective conclusion. And then he said to the bridegroom, "Listen to me, this is very good wine. Normally you start with this wine." This discovery is the third thing that we can take with us. This we can do ourselves. When you think about a change, when you are surprised about a change that has taken place, the best is for now. We may reach out to the best that Jesus will give us. We don't have to stay in the stage of the water, but we can transfer to the stage of the wine. So I hope that you can conclude this for yourself, this discovery. This change was also for me, yes. That's right, I know it, and that's good. Maybe the musicians can come at the stage. Faith of Maria. Recognizing of the servants. The discovery by the master of the banquet. You can take this with you as the 3 main points. Think about it. Maybe you sit here and you realize how beautiful it is that this change has taken place in your life. That Jesus has changed the water into wine. And that you can consider it with joy. Maybe you're here. And that you think, this change is right, the thing I need. I'm connected with my own rules, my old frame. Maybe today is the moment that for the first time you will experience this surprise of your change. I will ask you, please close your eyes. And when today, for the first time since long time, you realize how happy you are that this change has taken place in your life, lift your hand, please. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that I have had this change in my life. This first sign, this first miracle, also can be applied upon my life. And when you are sitting here and you think, yes, this is for me, then this is the moment to admit this change to come in your life. When you will obey to this commission of Jesus, there's also this recognize this conclusion. I will pray, and please, will you speak after me what I pray? And let us also take with us people that make this choice for the first time in his life. Don't let it pass by, that moment when you are here for the first time. Speak like I speak. Heavenly Father, I come to you like I am, with my sin, my problems, my weakness. I realize that I need the miracle of change, forgiveness of sin by the blood of your Son Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you came to this world to die instead of me for my sin, and that I may live with you. Today I open my heart for you. I believe in you. Starting from today, I give the control of my life to you. I recognize that you are my Lord. Amen. A surprise about a change. Amen.